Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In courtrooms and legislative chambers across America, one question is being asked over and over and over again, and that is, whose kids are they anyway? On the one hand, there are those who follow Hillary Clinton's assertion that it takes a village. In her 1996 book by the same title, she promotes the idea that government and community should largely be responsible for raising our kids. To accomplish this, schools, welfare agencies, government as a whole, and the medical community would play a much larger role and would be given the legal right to do so. On the other hand, are those who believe that it takes strong, intact families to do the best job of raising kids. They believe control over a child's upbringing should be reserved to the parents of that child. These two camps create the tug of war between government and parents that plays out every day in courtrooms and legislative bodies. Fortunately, the 2023 session of the Montana Legislature brought clarity to the issue when they passed what's being called the gold standard for parental rights. House Bill 676, sponsored by Representative Carrie Seekins Crow of Billings, was a huge, all-encompassing bill meant to put overzealous government bureaucrats on notice and put parents back in the driver's seat. It begins by creating a private right of action that allows parents to sue any entity that interferes with parental rights. It clearly states in Section 1 of the bill that fundamental parental rights are reserved exclusively to the parents of a child without obstruction or interference by a government entity. It then details a laundry list of protected rights, including the right to direct the education of a child, including the right to access and review all records kept on a child by their school. It also includes the right to direct the upbringing of a child, including moral and religious training, the consent to all physical and mental health care decisions for their child, the right to review their child's medical records, the right to consent before a record of their child's blood or DNA is created or shared, the right to consent before an audio or video recording is made of their child, and the right to opt their child out of personal analysis, evaluation, survey, or data collection by a school district. Section 2 of the bill requires parental consent before a surgical procedure, physical exam, dispensing of drugs, or mental health evaluation is performed on a child. This will put an end to the secret gender transitioning procedures being performed by schools and medical professionals on children behind their parents' backs. This is just a sample of the enumerated parental rights contained in the bill, but suffice it to say that parents are now back in control of every area of their children's lives. The medical community and government entities, including schools, have been put on notice, and interfering with parental rights will now result in lawsuits. If you're a parent whose rights have been violated, or a teacher who knows of a school that's violating parental rights, or a medical professional who knows of procedures being performed behind parents' backs, please call us. Laws are only good if they're enforced, and our legal team is standing by, ready to make sure that when it comes to protecting children, parents are in complete control. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.